Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
DOCDALI, 1-877-DALI. So I really appreciate you guys all tuning in. We are so, so grateful for all our listeners. So thank you all for being with us. Love all the questions and the comments. And so we try to talk about topics that you all care about. It's hard to make, you know, to please everybody, but we make sure we have a variety. And a very interesting question I got is, what do you think is going to happen in tonight's debate with Governor DeSantis and Governor Newsom? I guess Fox News is putting it on. Sean Hannity is moderating it. Tonight's football, I hate to say it, but it's a Cowboy game. So I'm watching the game. I will watch the debate. I might tape it. But I think that was kind of a mistake. I get Thursday night football is not as popular as Sunday night football. Ooh, Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday night football, Carrie Underwood. Yeah, that's always a big, big night. But Thursday night football, especially when you got, it's the Cowboys-Seahawks game? I'm turning that on at 5:15. So the debate is going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Kudos to Sean Hannity. I got to admit, the debate has potential. The reason why they're doing it is they're doing blue state versus red state. Both governors thrived during the pandemic, doing opposites in terms of policy. A debate between which way is better when it comes to homeless population, when it comes to health, when it comes to economy, and the different topics they're going to cover. The potential is there. I don't think it's a bad idea. But if it's done wrong, it could be a disaster. And already people are making fun of it and it hasn't even happened. And so where's the potential and where's the disaster? Well, just to kind of recap, I love Sean Hannity. I think he's a great moderator, but one issue is he's Fox News. And so if you're going to be doing a debate, and I understand with the presidential debates, you'll sometimes have Fox do it, you'll sometimes have CNN, you'll have NBC, so there'll be a mix. But I think first and foremost, there should be neutral moderators. The problem is we don't really have neutral moderators. Everybody seems to be one side or the other these days. And so no matter what happens, even if DeSantis does look better than Newsom and whatever people are hoping for, it's already going to look. But yeah, but it was on a Fox News and it had a Fox News moderator. So you didn't have that objectivity. Although I think Sean Hannity could be objective, it already kind of starts to lose some of that objectivity momentum being Fox News and with Sean Hannity. Number two is the American people can't stand red state, blue state. People who are Democrat living in Florida can't stand that Florida is called a red state. That means they're not represented. Same thing with California. Tons of Republicans and conservatives, and they can't stand the fact that they don't have a voice. And so this idea that it's California versus Florida, yeah, I mean, I'm from California. I love California. I have mixed political ideologies. You know, I don't want to think that Newsom represents us from California. Same as in Florida, many people don't want DeSantis to represent them. So that's something that kind of adds more salt to the wound of, okay, we're having it a California versus Florida thing. You know, having a right-wing governor versus a left-wing governor has potential. It could be very fascinating about what they did, what worked, and maybe taking the best of both worlds and building on that. Could have extreme potential. But, again, it's a little tricky. What's the purpose of it? Is it that Newsom wants to be in Joe Biden's job, superseding Biden, superseding Kamala Harris? He says no, he doesn't want to. But this is a great opportunity for him to rise in the Democratic Party and be looked upon as a front runner for future presidential elections, if not this one. He's got to be careful then tonight. He's got to be really careful. Now, he's very well spoken. He will double down on what he's done. But if there's any misinformation or misconstruing of facts or any ignoring of the crime and the population issues and the homeless population issues, the drugs, the migrant crisis, I think many of them had to live in San Diego airport. There was no place for them. He could shoot himself in the foot. Same thing with DeSantis. DeSantis, one of the reasons why he was a second runner-up until Nikki Haley started to surpass him is because of what the GOP liked in terms of him doing in Florida. Well, if, you know, that gets holes poked through, which might not have been done that well by Vivek and Nikki in the primary, DeSantis could lose some ground that he's barely holding on to now. And so, you know, I don't know, it could really go both ways. And, you know, they're kind of already starting off on the left foot, not understanding that the Cowboys is America's team. Don't be groaning. I mean, listen, Dallas Cowboy has always been America's team. It doesn't mean America likes the Dallas Cowboys. It doesn't mean Dallas Cowboys is going to win a Super Bowl in this century. But, you know, do you really want to compete with the Dallas Cowboy game? Millions of people watch football. You need to understand that. Now, that's not DeSantis' or Newsom's fault. That's Fox News' fault then. But, Newsom or DeSantis could say, look, Thursday night's football. You know, Monday night, Thursday night, and Sunday night during football season? Come on. Now, somebody could say, yeah, but what about hockey? What about, I get you can't please everybody. But, tonight could have potential. Fascinating to hear how a quote-unquote blue state did things versus a red state, but this could be a mess. So I don't know how wise a decision it is in this time. Maybe it should have been done a different time. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So each year, somebody will, on social media or write my show saying, you know, why won't they leave Anthony Fauci alone? Aren't they done? Leave him alone. Quit picking on him. I'm mixed on that. My opinion of Anthony Fauci has kind of morphed. You know, and we have still so many questions on what the hell happened with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the lab, the funding through Echo Alliance, the lack of transparency, the variants that keep on coming. Are they also being leaked or are they just naturally occurring? Now we got this mysterious pneumonia, and there's a lot of distrust that Dr. Fauci could be the key to clarifying some things. And so he is going to testify about the COVID origins and his links to the Wuhan Bat Lab. I don't think that's inappropriate. I don't think it's a hunt or it's a the person who was behind the a lot of the decisions and who became the face of the COVID fight would probably be an appropriate person to talk about some of the experiments, the possible gain of function. Now, I have been very, very moderate in terms of understanding the nuances of things. And I do like to give benefit of the doubt, but I will call it when I call it. As I said early on, when they originally asked Dr. Fauci about masks, he said exactly what most doctors would say. Look, it's a barrier. It might not effectively prevent you from getting COVID. You know, many of these masks may provide a barrier, so it's, I can't say you're going to be 100% safe wearing something like that. Or however he said it. And that was right. That was appropriate. Nobody had a problem with that. But then there had to be a mandate for masks. So he had to then be more persuasive. And that's why he started to get the flip-flop name, Flip-Flop Fauci. He said when he left the Trump administration to work for the Biden administration that he felt that he couldn't say what needed to be said with Trump standing behind him or in the Trump administration. Now that is where I started to, he had me until then. And if you are a physician and you are working for a university, let's say, or a hospital, or an administration, that you believe go against your ethics, or grain, or teaching, patients always come first. The medicine always comes first. So, whatever he, if he didn't agree with Trump, if working for Trump was so bad, then you resign. You give up that $400,000 a year salary. You don't take the salary and flip-flop and change your mind and say, well, I really meant this and I meant this. And listen, I get working for any president, Biden, Trump has got to be hard. And I get a $400 salary is really cush, is really nice. But you would have found another job. Trust me. And so if you really felt like you had to go against all your teachings and all your expertise, well, then you're not being a doctor. And did that really happen? Now, people ask, Dr. Dahlia, what did he have to completely disagree with during the Trump administration? Well, a big thing during the Trump administration was the origins of COVID. And Trump had said through their intelligence that, which was kind of what we came up with, if the leak happened, it happened August of 2019. And my guesses on that were independent of Trump's. I just know that back in 2002, with the first SARS outbreak that ended in 2003, Singapore did a study. So it wasn't from China. Singapore did an investigation and said, look, this happened from a lab leak. Then in 2004, a few people died in a similar lab in China from SARS, I guess deemed from exposure to SARS, a leak. So when this all happened, we're like, okay, it's probably a leak again. I mean, this isn't their first rodeo with lab leaks. I didn't have to say it was malicious. Just they've had slipshod protocols or untrained people or whatever. And so one of the big things that Fauci disagreed with Trump was the origins. Well, once you start troving through emails and starting to see some of the paper trail of money and funding, Now it starts to put Fauci on the hot seat. And so there's going to be 2 days of transcribed interviews behind closed doors. That's going to be January 8th and January 9th. From what we're told by Daily Mail, it'll be about 7 hours each day. Then a public hearing is going to take place after that. You can expect Rand Paul to probably be pretty active in that. And so Fauci's denial and playing down that the virus leaked really kind of hurt the transparency process. It hurt the notion that we can be very objective about things. See, in science, you have to always be objective. You have to take subjectivity out of science. People are subjective, and they shouldn't be. But if there's a theory that a virus could have been leaked out of a lab, and we may have other labs that also have slipshod protocols, you have to, in science, entertain that and make sure that there aren't other accidents that could happen. But instead, it was considered misinformation. Anybody that brought that up was considered misinformation. Dr. Fauci could have solved all of that in a heartbeat. He could have stopped the misinformation fiasco. And doctors being accused of misinformation when they were actually right about natural immunity playing a role and how many of the masks people were wearing were not protecting them. He could have stopped the vilification of thousands of doctors and people at risk of losing their license by being honest. And if he didn't know, don't downplay it. Now, somebody could say, but yeah, he might have been afraid of Biden. And then if he was afraid of Biden, and under the coercion of Biden, leave your... You could make $400,000 a year somewhere else. And that's my problem with what happened with Dr. Fauci. He's a very learned man. He has served this country. But when we needed him the most, he went with the narrative. Emails dated February 1st, 2020 showed Fauci acknowledged that scientists at Wuhan University are known to have been working on gain-of-function experiments to determine that molecular mechanisms associated with bat viruses adapting to human infection and the outbreak originated in Wuhan. So when, you know, people want to know, did we fund this? Did what we go through, which is now going to change things forever, because people still aren't coming back to work, people only want three-day work weeks now. It's an absolute mess after people lost loved ones. I couldn't go to my friend's father's funeral because of COVID. There were limitations on funerals. Are you kidding me? Weddings didn't take place, christenings, baptisms, because of COVID. And a little bit more clarity could have happened. Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, what if Fauci said, yes, it was China's fault? Would we have gone to war with China? What would have happened? I don't know. But if you're a doctor, your job is to be true to medicine and be true to science. And if the answer is an I don't know, that's okay. Say you don't know. You're allowed to do that in medicine. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime.
You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Henry Kissinger dead at the age of 100, the former diplomat and political scientist passing away at his home in Connecticut. He earned the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas extended for a seventh day today, minutes before it was set to expire, both Israel and Hamas confirming the extension of that truce. In a televised face-off this week, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a red versus blue showdown. That matchup happening tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Fox News Channel. The NYPD made a handful of arrests last night of pro-Palestinian demonstrators several blocks from the annual tree lighting ceremony in Rockefeller Center. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Shopping is becoming more of a joke. And we got the holidays coming up. And if you are expecting the same shopping experience as you had before COVID, it's not there. Even though we are 4 years from when COVID first started, things are different. Especially from a shopping standpoint, because somehow we allowed suspects to wear masks. If you walked into a bank in the 1980s wearing a mask, you would have probably been shot before you even made it to the teller. Now people are still wearing COVID masks. Well, flu, this mysterious white lung syndrome, So I'm going to wear a mask. And people are wearing ski masks. They're wearing, and they're walking into banks. They're walking into stores. People are blatant about it. Some of them not even covering their face. Now that many DAs are not prosecuting and movie stars are saying, look, they're stealing these things for food. I see some of the electronics and stuff that are getting stolen and Gucci purses. I get they could sell them online, but that's stealing. They're not stealing a loaf of bread to feed their kids. Okay? They're stealing a purse and organized retail theft. Well, interestingly, what made the news was there was a street vendor in D.C. that was selling a random assortment of toiletries. Interestingly, this happened in close proximity to a CVS pharmacy where there are tons of empty shelves due to shoplifting gangs. And so there were photos looking at, look, you could buy products here. Now, I'm not saying all those products were stolen from CVS, but that's what people are implying. CVS has repeatedly been ransacked by looters, especially this one across the street from this vendor. There's only a few items now remaining behind glass, and I am looking at store shelves empty. People keep stealing stuff, according to a CVS staff member, and the police aren't doing anything about it. This same store was robbed up to by 50 teenage looters. 50 people came in and stole as much as they could. And the poor store, you can't survive. Fox 5 reporter Sierra Fox visited the store and said, when you walk into the CVS, you'd think the store's closing because there's barely anything on the shelves. I did ask an employee what gets stolen the most. They just laughed and said everything. A big group of kids, quote, like 45 or more, walk in before school, after school, and late at night to steal chips and drinks. They even throw the food and beverages on the ground and stomp on them, leaving behind a big mess. And you wonder why people don't want to go to work. CVS has joined other drugstore chains like Rite Aid and Walgreens to close multiple stores. Shuttering stores is painful for the average good consumer that needs to be able to, late at night, run in and get some cough syrup or get a tampon or get baby food. Now, interestingly, when you think about which states are hit the worst, all right, the first thing I think of is San Francisco, New York, L.A. So we have the worst cities in the U.S. for shoplifting. A study using law enforcement data compared current rates of shoplifting to pre-pandemic numbers in 24 major U.S. cities. San Francisco saw a 5% decrease in shoplifting from 2019 to June 2023. A decrease? Wow. I would think that's interesting. But then again, were these reported? Reported incidents in Northern California fell 35% when compared to the first half of this year to the same time period in 2022. It was the largest decrease seen out of the 24 cities included. But Daily Mail is saying these figures may not show the whole story because it only included reports made to the police. That's what I just said. If people aren't reporting it and they're like, you know what, I just forget about it. They're not going to do anything about it. If people in Northern California know the DA won't do anything, they might not go through the effort. The data showed San Francisco's 22.99 incidents reported per 100,000 residents were lower than average. But is that really the case? The largest increases in shoplifting were New York, Los Angeles, Virginia Beach, Dallas, Raleigh, Boston, Pittsburgh. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, New York and L.A. are highly populated, but they did the incidences per 100,000. So they are there. It's not just the numbers of cases. Obviously, the numbers of cases are going to be higher in big cities. Only those seven cities saw an increase in crime since January 2019, with the remaining 17 seeing a negative percentage of change in shoplifting. They said other cities with surprisingly low rates of shoplifting included Chicago, Nashville, and Minneapolis. Now, that's fascinating to me Because either A, people have always been shoplifting, and the media didn't cover it, or what I think is happening is people are beyond, they're just, I'm closing down, I'm out, no one's going to do anything about it. So, looting is happening. We are hearing of multiple places closing. This is not something made up. Now, San Francisco has ramped up the police presence since people have been complaining. There have been more requests, volunteers, to try to changes in how shoplifting is happening. I noticed a year, last year, that at the local Walgreens, things were glassed up and put into locked cabinets. But, you know, when you're shopping and you're in a hurry, and you want to grab perfume for mom or something, if things are locked up, you have to wait for a sales associate. If that sales associate is not available, you have to wait. If you don't want to wait, you end up leaving. And that's why online shopping is soaring. You could buy what you want. You don't have to wait for somebody to unlock it. You don't have to be next to a looter who could be looting. You don't have to be accused of shoplifting. Somebody watching you with every step you take because people are shoplifting. And so I think retail is really going to continue to fall. You know, people say retail won't go away because people love to shop. People love to go into a store and browse. I don't. I just want to get what I need to go. And a big problem I have is when I do have to walk into a Walmart, and this isn't a dig on Walmart, but when I have to walk into a Walmart for one thing, I end up spending a lot more than I expected to because I'm like, oh, well, I need this, I need this, I need this. And a lot of people are tired of that. Now, Walmart has every right to do that. Same thing Target. You know, you might need these cereals. You might need toilet paper. While it's on sale, buy it, stock up. That's not illegal. That's totally fine. They could do that. But for those of us, I have saved so much money on shopping. I used to always go to Walmart. And I think the first time I stepped into a Walmart was I had to buy a kid's toy for my niece. And I wanted to buy a toy. I ended up spending over $200 on stuff. Toothpaste, kitty litter. Because I'm like, well, while I'm here, and I need the stuff. But, again, I wasn't planning on spending that money. Amazon makes it easy. And people say Amazon's getting costly. It is. You ain't lying. The Amazon prices are high. I'm seeing that. They're much higher than you could get at Walmart. But when you factor in, I just want deodorant. I'm buying the deodorant, hitting exit, checkout. I just save myself walking into a place and buying a whole bunch of stuff. So big cities obviously have to figure out what they're going to do because when you lose your retail stores, then you lose that real estate. And if nobody wants to rent space because they're going to get robbed, you have a market crash. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we talk about everything on the show. No subject is off the table because everything relates to our health. Everything relates to economy, education, our lives. That's what the show talks about. So one thing that I'm noticing, and I think a lot of you guys are noticing, but nobody's talking about it, is a lot of the things I've been buying is junk. It's not very high quality. Let's take my appliances, for example. I moved into a house a few years ago. We put in the new appliances. Dishwasher broken. Oven. Thank God one of the ovens worked for Thanksgiving. Oven's out. The appliances should have a longer shelf life than 6-7 years. We've had refrigerator issues. Washer, dryer. They used to build appliances that would really be tough. You could have a machine for a decade. Nothing would happen to that refrigerator. There's actually a meme of a 1980s refrigerator. That sucker still lasted, even though it was an ugly color. You would just paint it. But I'm noticing appliances have sucked. They've really started to fall apart. Sports things. We bought a kind of like an inflatable canoe to hang out at the beach with our friends in Utah, because there's a little lake, Sandy Hollow Beach. Sucker, right after we opened it, completely just deflated, had a hole in it. So we bought something that was defective. I bought a bunch of Christmas decorations and blow-up snowmen and a Happy Hanukkah, and I posted this. The Happy Hanukkah was upside down. It's junk. These things we're buying is turning into crap. How many of you have gone to the cereal aisle and a box of cereal, this is big, used to be like this, right? Like our like a big box. Now it's skinny. It's like a little box. You could maybe get 3 bowls out of that sucker. That's shrinkflation. But I'm tired of spending money on things that suck. Clothes. So, you'll buy an outfit. I bought this blouse. I love this blouse. It is one of my favorite blouses. But both sides of the, apparently the stitch work was cheap. Because it ripped on, not because of weight or anything like that, it's just it was very poorly stitched, and they've opened up on both sides. And I could re-sew it up, or I could just hide that stuff and, tuck it in. I don't want to throw out that blouse. It's my favorite blouse. But it was done poorly. Shoes. My shoes used to last a long time. And I would wear my shoe out before my big foot grew. Now these shoes, I can barely get a season out of them. Now I walk a lot and I exercise a lot, but still, really? The soles don't last? So if we're not calling it out, the products we're buying is going to be made like crap. And they're using cheaper materials. They're maybe rushing. I think there was a protein bar that had to just be recalled because there were hair nets in them. I mean, if things are being made half-assed, you're not going to have the quality. Look at the movies. You know how upset I am going to some of these movies? Really? They couldn't have spent time on the story? They couldn't have fact-checked? Yeah, well, that's why when there really is a quality show, I'm like, damn, that's good. I tell you guys about it. But, I'm watching Silo now, fantastic show on Apple TV. But, sitting through the Barbie movie, sitting through some of these movies that didn't have, put some quality into it. They had a quality cast, they had quality music, had quality costumes, but make it a good quality movie. Do a story that's good. And I'm really finding I'm disappointed. Now, I get, grandpa used to always complain they don't make things like they used to. And, yeah, cars used to be pretty damn big and like tanks. And now you see these little baby smart cars that look like, your lab could step on it and crush it. But when I'm hearing that some of these electric vehicles, the batteries aren't lasting, you want me to buy an electric vehicle, I better know that it was made with quality and it's got a quality battery. I want to know that my fire extinguisher is quality. Let's talk about medications. So I every now and then get a migraine. Yeah, because I listen to my show. Why else? So I bought some migraine medication. It has always worked. I don't take it a lot. I maybe need it once a month. Take one. It usually does it. I'm noticing it's not working anymore. And I start to question myself, going, well, you know, I've been taking it once a month now, just one pill. You know, maybe I'm getting tolerant or dependent on it. Or so I just buy a new bottle, and that worked. Some of our medicines might not be all you think they are. And I'm hearing some people say, yeah, you know, my decongestant isn't working, my cough medicine. Now, it could just be that it might not be working, but maybe we do have to stop and go, is it really the quality we need? Look at how we had to recall so many blood pressure medications because during the manufacturing process, there was a byproduct that was cancerous. Okay, I am tired of poor quality. You know, anniversary's coming up. Want to go to a nice dinner? There are some places I will never go back to. Because what they charged definitely didn't reflect the quality. Look at some of the music we're listening to. And if we think Americans are not going to surrender to AI and tech, you're wrong. Because once Americans go, I am tired of this furniture that breaks up and falls apart, or spending money on a song that, you know, that really wasn't that good, or an album that wasn't that good, or and people are going to say, look, I only have X amount of money. I just need the music to make me dance. I just need the movie to make me feel good. I just need just whatever. However you have to do it. Either hire the actor or make them up. I don't care. You know how many people watch that Indiana Jones? The last Indiana Jones movie was not good. But what was very telling is how using CGI and artificial intelligence, they were able to make Harrison Ford young again in the movie. And the opening of the movie was fantastic because they took you back to the 50s, I think. And it was the way he looked years ago in the 80s when he would do the Raiders of the Lost Ark movie series. And I watched that, I left, and I told my husband, I go, I never thought I would say this, but if they made a movie of Harrison Ford the way we like him, or if they made a Die Hard with 1980s John McClane, I would go and see that because it's better than some of the other crap that we've been seeing. And if I am starting to choose AI over the real thing, anybody will. Now, Amazon and many of these companies allow you to rate products. Yeah, but remember I told you, when I rate some things, and I'm trying to be very honest, and both sides, they'll, if it doesn't go with the narrative, they'll take down, and they'll even tell me, we took down your review. So, it's all manipulation. Just don't buy crappy stuff. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.